This is Back to Fun Show, Episode 1, Knife Crime.
Welcome to the Back to Front Show.
Back to Front.
With Back to Front discussion about current teen issues and the freshest R&B tunes around. Here's your host, Vic A.
The Back to Front Show is about discussing issues that are related to the society. And these issues are going to be mainly youth and teenagers. And it's going to be related as well to people in Europe, Africa, Caribbean, Asia. But before we go on, here's a song that I want you to listen to.
And Yeshua said, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and strength. And the second greatest command is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself, yeah. Tired of the shots firing, it's time to fight back with love. Listen, every day another gun gets manufactured, another man's blasted, and some blame gangster rappers. I ain't tryna say gangster rap's the problem, but it don't solve them, nah. Just keeps them revolving, and nothing won't change less we change. If you wanna see change, then be changed. And rearrange your thought pattern towards action. Cause if we do nothing, then nothing's what's gonna happen. As for this thing we call rapping, time to use it in its true power and give the youth power. Death and life is found in the power of the tongue, and it's not in the barrel of a gun. I'm shocked at how it has become. Every coward got a gun, and they letting shot shower in the slum. Young soldiers blame for gun culture. They the ones dying, just flying them guns over. It ain't the way that I would wish it, but it's just the way it is. It's not the way that it should be, but it's just the way they live. I'm waving a white flag, trying to make somebody aware and be like, dang, how did we get here? Cause by this time next year, another young buck loses their chance to breathe fresh air. That's why I made tracks, trying to catch your attention, praying that my raps don't fall on deaf ears. For sure, the real cure is prevention, and we don't need to see another mother shed tears. How many funerals do we need? How many families grieving, crying their son was too young to leave them? And some claim it's a catch-22, get jacked by your crew or pack the 22. And that's exactly what many do. That's why so many of our youth never see 22. Now what we gonna do about it? As for me, I'ma stand up on the roof and shout it, I'ma tell the truth about it. It ain't the way that I would wish it, but it's just the way it is. Yeah, it's not the way that it should be, but it's just the way they live. The words that I speak are sincere. It's death that men fear. I know that life, I've been there. If it wasn't for the fact, God, feel me, I'd probably still be sticking up shots and robbing jewelry, licking shots at the judge and jury. Cause they don't understand why your brother got a gun in his hand. I'm a young man confined by limited chances in a system that's run by political gangsters. I see their gangster tactics. They got us paying taxes like it's a protection racket. Still, I'm the one who gets labeled as the thug they hate for distributing them drugs they make. Man, I thought that it was much too late. I've gone too far, but God's love was just too great. I drew faith from the Bible pages. Truth loose my mind out of iron cages. Listen, it ain't the way that I would wish it, but it's just the way it is. In my neighborhood. Yeah. It ain't the way that it should be, but it's just the way they live. Wish it, but it's just the way it is. It's just the way they, it's just the way it is. It's just the way they live. It's just the way they live. It's time for us to fight back with peace, man. I'll fight back now. By the grace. And let me hear you say so.
silence the violence.
Silence the violence.
Say increase the peace.
Increase the peace.
Come on, silence the violence.
Silence the violence.
We gotta increase the peace.
Increase the peace.
Come on, silence the violence.
Silence the violence.
It's time to increase the peace.
Increase the peace.
One life.
One life.
One love.
One love.
One life.
One life.
One love.
One love. Yeah.
Yes. Welcome back. That was Jahazo with In My Neighborhood. Hope you enjoyed it and hope that ministered to you. Still on the topic, knife crime. You know, some people, you all out there might be wondering, why on earth I decided to talk about this topic, knife crime, of all the topics in it. But to be honest here, everyone knows that knife crime is a really big issue, isn't it? But this is especially in the UK for some reason. But and I strongly believe that when you keep people informed and if people know the consequences of their actions, they probably wouldn't do it, would they? So this topic I hope will impact on so many of you out there, and I hope you'll be willing to drop the knife at the end of this topic. So anyway, you see, I keep on wondering to myself, you know, why people carry a knife? Why would you want to carry a knife? To be honest, yeah, I think like, cause you know how this postcode words is getting bad every day. To be honest, that's what I think. Really. Because I mean, what's the point in you repping postcode? What is it gonna do to you now? What, it's not gonna add no value to your life. So why repping postcode? You're beating up people, or you're breaking people's rules, stabbing people, shooting people. I mean, come on. Okay, let me put this question to you. How are you gonna feel, yeah? When, say for example, you come home one day, yeah, and then you're told that one of your family members is dead. Oh, okay, your best friend is dead. Your best friend got shot down. Or maybe your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your dad or your mom got shot. How are you gonna feel? No, I know you're gonna feel bad because no one likes to lose anybody that means a lot to them, do they? So instead of you killing people and shooting people, you might want to be doing things that's gonna help people. Like, I know most of the people who rap postcode, they're smart, you know, they're like really smart people. So why don't you like go to school, graduate, have a job, do something that you really enjoy, you know? And stop killing people, stop stabbing people. It's not good. I mean, Jesus said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. That is a commandment. So why are you killing? What are you killing? Please. The Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart. And the second one, the second greatest commandment in the Bible was love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if you love your neighbor as yourself, trust me, you wouldn't want to hurt them, will you? You wouldn't want to kill them because you love them so much. You don't want to lose them. So put yourself in their shoes and tell me how you're going to feel if the situation were reversed. Anyway, let's take a break now. And when we come back, we'll continue with the show. However, here is a song that I believe you will enjoy.
Oh, they wanna be as gangsters, 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 like they should. Don't mix with the boys doing nothing with their lives. Mommy wanted me to be a pastor. Whereas little Tom, they wanted to be like the gangsters. Tryna act gangster, tryna dress gangster. Wanted to be smoking on them herbs like I'm a rasta. Always had the flow, spitting rhymes all the time. Cause I'm lyrical. Jamming on the roads, holding knife. This was typical, typical. Boys on the road, wearing with low jeans. Hooded up, with the gun, ready to just go scat. Even if you're going home, they're on the road in a group staring at you like a J-Lo poster. Man, there's evil in their eyes. Steal their food of lies, blaming government for taking people's lives. Well, it's them that's been doing it. The police ain't been doing it. And they don't want to listen when we try to preach the truth to them.
Gangsters, gangsters, and they want to be find it very hard because they're looking like my brothers. Back in the day, they used to be on skipping roads. Now because of knife crime, they're skipping from their death on road. I've seen some girls for the sake of their pride ain't afraid to stab another. I can't believe that the fact of the matter is that soon they will be martyrs. It's sad to know they harden their hearts to the truth about the gospel. Bad news to them is good news to us, and they don't want to hear that our sins are on the cross.
Yes, alright people, right, that was Tunde with Gangstaz. Well, that song is kind of like a knife crime related song because he changed after God came into his life, and he was a bad boy. He was like, that's what I got from this song, you know, like really saying that this is who I was before, and now I come to Christ, I'm no longer like that, it's not. So anyway, to everyone out there, I'm gonna advise you, please drop the knives. Please drop the knives. Pick up something that's useful for your life, you know? Like the mics. You can be a musician if you love music. You can be a dancer even. Pick up something else other than a knife, please. We've had too many bloodshed in a few years. We've had too many tragic events going on. Like, the other day, someone got stabbed in Hackney. The other day, someone got shot in Clapton. Come on, people. Enough is enough, for God's sake. You need to drop the knives and pick up something that's going to be beneficial to the society. So, everyone out there listening to this, I beg you, tell your friend, tell your friend's friend, whoever, tell them to drop the knife. It's not good. It's not good that you go about killing people, stabbing people. Why do you pick up a knife? Oh, you think that if you have a knife, no one's gonna come near you because you're tough, or you're big, or you're a bad boy on the road. No, you're not a bad boy, you're a devil's slave. You wanna know why? Because the devil is using you. He's using you to promote his activity because he knows he has a short while until the day Jesus comes and pack him into the bottomless pit where he will be there for eternity. But now you should need to ask yourself, where do you wanna be? What if you get stabbed tomorrow? Where are you going to? Where are you gonna be in for eternity? Are you gonna go to heaven or hell? Because there's not such thing as purgatory. It's either you go to heaven or you go to hell. So it's one of them. So please, I'm begging you, please drop the knives, drop the knives. Pick up the mics, pick up the shoes for dancing, pick up the needles for sewing. Pick up something other than a knife, please. And I believe that if you do this, the society will be a better place and God will be happy with us. So if my message has ministered to you and then you want to come close to God and God will help you and put you on a straight path, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I realize that I have sinned and I want to come close to you and I want to know who you are. I realize that you died for my sins on the cross of Calvary and you shed your blood for me even before I'm trying to get to know you. So Lord Jesus, I pray you, O Lord, this day that you come into my heart and be in my heart forever. Today, I pronounce that I am now a Christian, and so the devil no longer has a hold on my life. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I want to know you like a father knows his child. I want to know you like a mother knows his child. That child, Jesus, I pray you this day, come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Once you've prayed a prayer, just believe God is going to hear your prayer. Because he said, if you have a faith as little as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Now, a mustard seed is very tiny. It's nearly like a speck of sand, okay? So if you have that little faith, you can move a mountain. So, thank you for listening to this podcast today. Until next time, when I come your way, I remain your girl, Vicky. God bless you.
Time for stress. What thing they do me? No, you know, go depress me. God has my witness, and I shall be blessed.
You are, yes, you are. You are, la 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 la. You are, yes, you are. You are, la 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 la. You are, yes, you are. You are, la 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 la. One thing you should know, 100%, we are all king and queen, my friend.
Dream. See, I gotta make moves in my life. Lord, I'm all yours, make moves in my life. My skin color, there's no excuse. Cause the blacker, the berry, the sweeter the juice.